Rishus HaRabbanim started learning with the boys in Rav Yifach's Shir an amazing idea from the Nesiva Shalom. And I want to understand it with you tonight a little bit more. This week's parasha, the Torah Kedosha says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim. HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was given to Klal Yisrael, particularly Be'eretz Mitzrayim, even though the counting of Rosh Chodesh only began much later in Eretz Yisrael. It has to be done in Eretz Yisrael by Beis Din. And the Pasuk says, Lachem, I'm giving this mitzvah to you. Chazal Darshin, Lachem v'lo la'akum. It's not given to Goyim. Asks the Nesiva Shalom, does it say when it comes to tefillin at the end of this week's parasha, I'm giving this to you and not to Goyim? Why Lachem particularly here? And why the emphasis, we mentioned Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Says in the Nesiva Shalom, a beautiful Yisod that we have to understand better. He says that it's given Be'eretz Mitzrayim, particularly Kiddush HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh represents the idea that Klal Yisrael exists, struggles, and thrives in the darkness and not only in the light. Kiddush HaChodesh, following the lunar calendar, is all about the idea that there are times that we see things, we see the moon, times we don't. Lachem v'lo la'akum. The secular world follows the sun, it's consistent. It's always there. For us, there are times that there's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for us, there are times that there are distance. That there's a distance. Ad kedei kach. Listen to the Nesiva Shalom's words, and these are the words I'd like to focus on tonight, to understand more. Va'ad kedei kach. Shekol she'enoi behester panim, eino mehem. If you're someone who doesn't experience hester panim, distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Nesiva Shalom, you're not Jewish. Only a Gentile is always going to experience spiritual highs. Shekol she'enoi behester panim, eino mehem. Why? How? So for sure that's the secret of our existence, no question about it. The ability for us to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu through all of the exiles, then no nation in the world survived one Churban, let alone two Churban, let alone an Inquisition, 6 million, you've heard this all before. But says in the Siddur Shalom, it's not only about the history of Klal Yisrael, it's also about us, inside of us, that there are times that we're going to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there are times that we're going to feel distance. Rav Volbi Zatzal made famous a term, Yimei Ahava v'Yimei Asina. That there are times that we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a very, very strong term that Rav Volbi probably wouldn't have used except that it's found in Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a time that a person feels a sense of Ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard for me to say these words. But even a sense of sinah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real sense of distance. And it seems from Rabbeinu Tam's words that the first reason we experience it that way is because that's a definition of a relationship. The definition of something that's not a fantasy. If our relationship with God is not like Bugs Bunny in Disneyland, but really a true relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, then that relationship is developed with times of closeness and times of distance. And Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer HaYashar, that's why it's critical during the times of Yimei Asinah to recognize that you're not going to be in the same place and you might not accomplish what you normally do in the Yimei Ahava. But Al Tanach Yadecha, don't give up on the relationship. There's something more to hold on to because the time it's going to come back. There's going to be again a days of Yimei Ahava. So if it's not a Bugs Bunny relationship, then the way in which a relationship works, and Emir Tz Hashem, some of you are going to start dating, If you're always with each other, then that's a bad sign. Husband and wife, in the kolel, there are times that you're supposed to be with each other and times supposed to be apart. That's a healthy relationship. If you always want to be with each other, then there's something wrong. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at times he says, we're going to be close, and then there's a time that there's going to be distance. Avol Yoser Mizeh, Rav Volbi quotes, he quotes from Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Chassidus and Musar are not two different worlds. Rav Volbi is quoting from Tzidkas HaKtzadik. Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, when a person has the Yetzahara, when a person has a challenge, and when a person falls, and I can't explain this ad hasof, but Reb Tzadik is right. If you're honest with yourself deep down, you'll feel this in your neshama. I can't explain this entirely rationally. But he says, at the end of the day, your neshama knows that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing this challenge to you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're ready for it. Maybe we could explain it a little bit rationally. At the end of the day, we have an idea in Musar of Nekudas HaBechira. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing you this challenge, and there are times that you're failing, and that there are times that you're succeeding, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, look what you're capable of. I'm throwing it to you. At the end of the day, you're capable of a higher Madrega of Kedusha. And the Siva Shalom goes a bit further in this piece in HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. Says in the Siva Shalom, at the end of the day, at the times of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dig deep inside, in the Pnimius, inside of the Chelek Elokah Mimal that is in us. The Kedusha that's inside of us. When a person is challenged, then that forces them. If a person doesn't have the Hester upon him, Eino Mehem, because at the end of the day, they're not in touch with the Chelek Elokah Mimal that's inside of them. Particularly those challenges bring that out. So Yerida is really a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. Reb Tzadok says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing that challenge to you, then he's saying to you that you could raise yourself up another Madrega in Kedusha. Another Madrega in Kedusha. The Rav Zatzal described something else that we've discussed in the past about man's relationship to God. And this is going to be a third Havana of what the Nesiv HaShalom said, Vaday eino echon mehem. The Rav wasn't talking about the struggle between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Rav didn't talk about that very much. It wasn't the Rav's style. The Rav was talking about the romance of our relationship with God. And what the Rav described is relevant in the world of Musar, and it's also extremely important in the world of Emunah. I'm reading from Uvikashta Misham, page 22. The words are so poetic. God reveals himself to his creation, but also eludes it. He is close to us, and the splendor of his majesty breaks forth from every blossoming lily and every ray of light, from the shadows of twilight and the peacefulness of a clear evening filled with expectation and suspense, from the soft breezes of spring and the howling of a storm on a dreary, weary night, from the silence of the hills, from the beating of the heart, and the rhythmic movement of breathing, from the tumult of the masses, and the loneliness of the individual, from the joy of youth and his melancholy of old age. But despite his closeness to us, he is boundlessly far from us. He wraps himself in a cloud and retires to the recesses of eternity. He lives here with us and also at the edges of infinity. Now we see him, we feel close to him, and yet in a moment, he rises above us. The Rav described our relationship with Shekhinah. And the Rav pointed out that definitional to our relationship with God is one that will be a mystery. One in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a peek of him, and then he'll recede. You won't be able to see him all the time. You won't be able to comprehend him. And that's why proofs are in no way the way in which we relate to God. Because God will always be a mystery. That's definitional to our relationship with him. And if that's so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us at times to have this bechina of Hester Ponim, as well as the Spechina of Iskarvus. That's part of the beauty of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the romance of Shir HaShirim, of man searching for God, seeing him for a moment, and then him eluding, then God eluding him. And that's our struggle as well with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. All of that, the Nisyonos, the Yeridos, the Aliyos, all of that is our relationship with Kudsha Brichu. It's all part of the beauty. It's all part of the growth. It's all part of the beautiful component of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's universe. I want to share with you a story that really brings out the difference between the way in which Klal Yisrael has passed down for 3,000 years our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the way the secular world does. The secular world has highly been influenced by the way Avodah Zarah does. I had a relationship with a very, very special person that I met about 7 or 8 years ago. We spent time for about 3 or 4 days. I was standing on, waiting for the light rail, and this fellow comes up to me with this fantastic South Dakota accent, great Southern accent. And I begin to talk with him. We're both waiting for the train. And his name, I'm changing his name because you never know where the story goes back to. By the way, I once told a story about a woman from Greece. And the woman then wrote me an email. The story got back to her. Someone figured out who it was. That's a sugya by itself, for those who remember. Anyhow, the fellow's name, I'm going to change his name. He introduced himself as Stephen Weiss, an obviously Jewish name. Very, very sweet fellow. Lives in South Dakota. He came to us for a Shabbos. It turns out over the Shabbos he described, the city that he lives in South Dakota has about 500 people within 250 miles. There was more people living on my block in Ramat Beit Shemesh, my street in Ramat Beit Shemesh, than his entire city in South Dakota. And I figured, you know, to get to know him, turns out it sounded like his name was Jewish, that he was Jewish. Unfortunately, his father was Jewish, and his father had met a Gentile woman, and he grew up in South Dakota. And we were talking at the Shabbos table. Obviously, you have to be careful in such a case with Yayin Nesach and so on and so forth. And we had a really nice Shabbos together. And he began to talk excitedly. I don't remember if it was this week's parsha, but the subject was this week's parsha. He began to talk excitedly about the Dam Ala Mashchis, the blood that the Jews put on the Mashchis, on the mezuzah, to prevent from the mashchis. And he described and he said, that means whoever put out that blood, whether they were Jewish or not, the devil wouldn't get them. The devil wouldn't get them. My daughter jumped up. My daughter was in about third grade at the time. And she says, no, that's not how to read the pasuk. And she shows them that the Christian Bible is not reading the pasuk properly, and we read the Rashi together. It's a fascinating Rashi. At that moment, I realized something. The Christian world and the secular world believe that there's something called a devil. A separate thing called the devil. And you put blood, he had been educated in a Christian setting. You put blood, the Jews had put blood, and anybody could put blood. Could put blood on the door, and that's going to prevent the devil from coming. Now listen to the words of the Chiddush HaRim. Keep in mind the three reasons of the Nesiv HaShalom. Torah HaKadosh begins this week's parasha. Boy el paroi, ki ani hichpadeti es liboy ves leva'am. Two basic questions. Boy el paroi, it shouldn't say boy come. It should say leich el paroi, go to paro. And another question. Boy el paroi ki ani ichbati esliboy. Go to Paro because I have made his heart heavy. The word ki is inappropriate. Boyel paroi? Ki ani? It should be lamrot. Don't be afraid. Go to Paro. Don't be afraid that I made his heart heavy. Zok de chedush erim, it's mefurish in Zoyar. This way says, if you take a look at chedush erim al Torah, he spells it out in the Zoyar. You know why it says, Boyel paroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, wherever you're going, you're going to be in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, you're going to be in Mitzrayim, you're going to feel darkness, you're going to feel distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not Lech El Paro, no! Wherever you are, I'm with you. I'm guiding you. If you've fallen, if you're Memtesh Shari Tumah, I'm with you. Boyel Paro, I'm here, I'm right next to you. And you know why? Ki ani echpadeti esli boy. Because the fact that Paro is there, that the Tumah is there, and that the challenge is there, ani echpadeti. That's me. It's not a devil. It's Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way we come close. Everything is Kudsha Brichu. Boy el Paro ki ani echpadeti esli boy. Come, don't worry. That Yetzer Hara, that's me. That's me showing that there's so much Kedusha that's inside of you. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. How lucky we are. Every single one of our experiences are an experience of dveikus v'kudsha brichu. Even the Yeridos, even the Yemei Asina. The Yemei Asina defines the relationship. Our relationship is not a Bugs Bunny relationship. Our relationship is not a relationship with a devil. Our relationship is one in which we have this awesome romance with kudsha brichu. Says Reb Tzadok, the Yetzirah has chapped you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, we could step up. Boy El Paroi. May we be Zaycha Ve'ezer Hashem to feel that Metzius in our relationship with Kudsha Brichu. Ashreinu Matoy Kokeinu.